Edgar Martinez, one of the greatest players in Seattle Mariners history, might be headed to Cooperstown, Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. We'll find out tomorrow. That decision is made by a vote of the members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Players need 75% to get in. And this week, we've learned that Edgar Martinez is just on the cusp. Larry Stone is a columnist for the Seattle Times. He told me why Edgar is such a beloved sports figure in Seattle.
Well, there's a few reasons, I think. One, he's an endearing person. You know, he's got a great personality, and I think people like him as a person. Two, he's, of all the Mariners stars, Griffey, Randy Johnson, Alex Rodriguez, he's the one who stayed his entire 18-year career was in Seattle. He never left. He never asked to be traded or tried free agency or anything like that. He's a Mariner through and through, and he's still working for the team as the hitting coach. So I think there's an allegiance there. And thirdly, he was a great, great performer for them and delivered the greatest moment in Mariner history, which was the game-winning double against the Yankees in the 95 postseason that put him into the championship series. So I think all those things combined have made him beloved.
So you voted yes for Edgar to make the Hall of Fame. Make your case. Why?
Well, I just think that if you look at his body of work, his statistical accomplishments, I think they're commensurate with a Hall of Famer. He's had a batting average over 300, on-base percentage over 400, a slugging percentage over 500, and those are hallowed marks. I mean, there's only a handful of players in history who have done that, and virtually all of them are in the Hall of Fame or not yet eligible for the Hall of Fame. To me, it's a clear-cut Hall of Fame career.
So if his accomplishments are pretty well established, what's the argument against electing him to the Hall?
Well, I think it's centered around the fact that for most of his career, he was a designated hitter, which means he never played in the field. I mean, he did early in his career, but for the bulk of his career, he did not. And there are people who believe that designated hitters have to be treated more harshly because they don't add the defensive element to the game and therefore have to have even better statistics that they don't feel that Edgar reaches. I think that that's, to me, not a great argument, but I think that's why people are not voting for him.
Larry, Edgar Martinez, he's had a great career in Seattle. He's still with the Mariners organization as a hitting coach. They retired his number in a big ceremony last year. Why does it matter that he makes the Hall of Fame?
And they also have a street named after him right outside the stadium.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a little bit of an inferiority complex that comes with being up here in the Northwest. And I think fans here crave national recognition for their stars and their achievements. Everybody is sort of pulling on his behalf to have him be recognized with what's the ultimate honor for a baseball player.
You mentioned that he's been on the ballot for 9 years. If he doesn't make it this year, what happens? Will he get another chance?
He will. You get 10 years on the ballot, so next year's his final time on the ballot. My prediction is, and Mariners fans aren't going to like this, but I think he's going to fall just short this year. I think he'll fall in about the 70% range, but I think that will position him really well to get in next year, his final year on the ballot, when people faced with the fact that he's going off the ballot will tend to be much more generous in their votes, history tells us.
All right, well, we'll find out if another year of lobbying is necessary or not. Larry Stone, columnist with the Seattle Times, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And we will find out if Edgar Martinez has the votes to make the Hall of Fame tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, let's remember Edgar's famous double, the one that advanced the Mariners to the American League Championship Series in 1995. The call here from the late Dave Niehaus.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on the line down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joy. Here is Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it.
Dave Niehaus from 1995. It's KUOW.